Most of us as leaders get to a point where we feel misunderstood, we feel lonely, or we feel like we don't get the real feedback we need in order to effectively and quickly grow. You'll join a conversation with my good friend, Kristen. She also happens to be an organizational development specialist, guiding leaders to create the culture that we want to have. She and I talk today about support, what we do when we need help, what we don't do when we need help, and how we can consciously examine this in order truly to have connections that are fulfilling and satisfying and results-driven. Enjoy the conversation. I know that I did, and I know that I'm pretty lucky to have her on my support team.
Welcome to the Executive Shaman Podcast, where Dr. Crystal White and her comrades guide us to bring more wholeness, energy, and connectivity to our professions. We're ready, Crystal. Get us started.
I want to say something to start us off. Like, I don't know how to start this because everybody listening out there needs to know that you and I are close, like heart, soul, close. And it is strange to introduce somebody that to like the whole world, like our relationship to the whole world where you're like close to that person, right? So I want to say hey and invite other people now into the conversation because we've been chatting for about an hour about us, everything us related. But I am really excited to welcome you to the Executive Shaman Podcast, Kristen. So welcome.
Thanks. It is, it's pretty cool to be here. We've been talking about it for a while and I'm just pretty excited to be part of it, babe.
The first question I ask everyone, if you're new or if you're repeated, is what do you really do for a living?
Really do for a living. I am lucky to be retired right now after about 22 years of service in the Army. So right now I brush my teeth and I tie my shoes for a living. It's pretty awesome, I've got to say. And then in my spare time, after I've done those two exhaustive tasks, I started a company with a dear friend of mine. And we do a lot of work with leaders around emotional intelligence. Pretty fun stuff.
And why did you say yes to this podcast with me?
Oh, I said yes because I kind of like you quite a bit and I want to support you. And I think we're aligned in that we're just not done. We've got more to do and there's more to learn about ourselves and each other. And being a part of that with other folks and watching them come alive to that they're not done and they get to choose different behavior. And I want to help you reach more folks because I think you've got an amazing talent in this area. And I know you're going to unlock some stuff for some folks. So I adore you. That's really why I said yes, because it's about the last thing in the world I want to do.
Well, so that is humbling just to hear from somebody that I respect and admire and is in my own personal support bandwagon. And second, like the very last thing that you said, of course, I'm going to like bring that out into the light. What do you mean this is the last thing you would do? Isn't this like the first thing on your list to do today? Aren't you still like in pajamas?
I am. And I haven't even earned my living. My teeth are still unbrushed.
Okay, so why did you say something, yes, to something like that?
Yeah, so I hate being recorded. I like being completely prepared and have a script. I would have crafted everything. This is so uncomfortable for me, but I am, this is something I know is meaningful to you, and therefore I want to show up for you.
Yeah, thanks. You know, the last team that I worked with, we started off with somebody asking if he can record it because he wants to go back and return to the concepts and like know, really, you know, review really and understand really what was going on. And it was just a beautiful conversation about the range of what people feel like being recorded. And I just really appreciate the struggle that many of us have about hearing our own voices and then it being public and the privacy, personal domain is now in question. and we all have our own reactions to it. And I honor that. And at the same time, am really supportive of other people being challenged to share their voices to the public. So thank you for being willing to be challenged and talking with us today. I think that that matters to me personally, but I also believe that you have a voice and a place and that there's power in sharing that. So thanks.
You bet.
We're talking about support today, and this is like one of my favorite sessions that I know I do in my leadership program, and of course you guys do in yours often, is called personal support. So can you just tell me what personal support systems mean to you?
Yeah, I think, well, I know. So I got introduced to this probably 4 years in the same program that you were introduced to it. And at the time, I was passed a document that listed a bunch of different roles people can show up in your support system, like role models or challengers. I can't remember what the whole list was. I think friends was in there, straight shooters, maybe referrals, agents, whatever. And they asked me to take an inventory of, while we were going through all the definitions, to take an inventory of who was showing up in your life in these specific roles. Mm-hmm. And I think I was less than five people showing up in all of these roles. And it really demonstrated to me how shallow my support system was. Then it started this, I had this awakening of how kind of lonely I was as well. And a lot of it was a choice, moving every couple of years. It was just easier not to make a deep, meaningful support system because I knew I had to say goodbye to them. And a lot of that was an excuse as well because I didn't want to put the work into it. So what support means to me now is vastly different than what it meant before. Before, it was all around how can I just get things done, and there was no depth. And now it is much more about connecting with people where they're at, making sure that that relationship serves me and that it serves them as well. I don't know if I'm being, this is kind of jumbled. Support then was not healthy, and support now is much more healthy, and I'm going after it very specifically with people I connect with and in align with values. It's a values match now.
Yeah. I love that it's jumbled, because that is what support feels like. It's a jumbledness. And oftentimes we aren't aware of actually how well we're supported. That is clear, came clear to me in the last couple of weeks, just like, holy shit, I'm way more supported than I was feeling in the moment or in one specific day. And then on the other hand, like, I had not been intentional in who was in that tool belt of mine, who, like, as people. Yes. So the definition of really personal support system is a breadth and depth of individuals who are assisting you on your growth journey, on your development, on the pathway towards wherever you want to go. Like, who is helping you along the way get to that destination? And oftentimes those people aren't people that you like or who like you or are your greatest cheerleaders or fans. Sometimes they are, but it is anybody that is supporting your development. And it is absolutely a jumbled process. There's no formula for it. There are some tricks and tips that, you know, like you and I know as organizational development people and facilitators of groups, we do know how to build support systems. Like, so that's sometimes what I really do for a living, is build families between people. It's just something that we don't consciously do right now in our culture. And we definitely don't do it in our work cultures. We don't have a value for saying you need personal relationships in the workplace. So can you tell me why you think that is? Like, why that's not in our work teams right now? that emphasis of building personal relationships?
I think the whole notion, what conjures up for people when you say personal, like you're supposed to leave all your personal stuff at the door when you show up for work. You're a professional. You should be able to do things on your own. We do not celebrate things done as teams at all. Almost everything in my career was celebrated as an individual. And I mean, nothing of any significance is really accomplished individually. There's always people either actively collaborating with you for that success or supporting you from behind to be successful. So I think it's this notion of the whole personal, that's the word personal. I think that is, it doesn't resonate with people. It's actually an affrontation. They think it is a sign of weakness. And instead, of seeing it as a source of strength, to ask for support. I know when people come to me and ask me for help, and I have the unique skills and talent and resources or whatever to help them, that it makes me feel completely amazing. I feel useful. I feel a bit brilliant. I feel sought after. It is a great feeling when someone asks me for help.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, keep going.
Yeah. And yet I don't want to ask people for help because I feel like I will be burdening them, or maybe I'm embarrassed because I don't think I should be able to do this by myself. And instead, I'm really just by doing that, by not reaching out, I am not gifting them with all of those wonderful feelings I just mentioned. I am not gifting them with something that they'll take away as a source of accomplishment and self-worth and deepening the connection that I have with them. I'm missing out on all of that when I don't even give them an option to accept or not.
Or step up. Yeah. Yeah. I just designed a video for people that sign up for the website, and it's like how to build trust with people. And I know that the one way to build trust with people is asking them to contribute to your life.
Yes.
It just is such an honor. And when anybody has asked me to do something that makes a contribution to my organization or the mission or somebody else's personal life, I come alive because I have to make a choice. Like, am I going to invest my time, my resources, my talent, sometimes my money to support this person? And it's powerful when you say no because of whatever reason, because of timing, resources, talents, whatever it is. And it's powerful when you say yes. And oftentimes I just work the best when I am asking other people, hey, step up. And everything on this podcast is about support because I'm not ever going to do it by myself, except for that first introduction, which was, you know, not actually even planned that way.
Yeah. So it's just, I think what's really interesting too, that this, there's power in saying no. When, you know, if you've got someone in your support system, I need them to say no when it doesn't work for them. And I need to trust that they'll say no when it doesn't, you know, when it doesn't work for them. And that's an important part of when you're developing your support system, to establish that into the foundation of it, that I need you to show up and it needs to work for you so I can relish the time that you do say yes and just fully be present, because this is somewhere where I know you want to be.
Yeah. And this is where outside facilitations for team activation is helpful. Because there's so much cultural experience of needing support and it is fucking nowhere to be found. Right?
Yes.
Now it could be because you're not asking for it clearly, directly, fully. And it could be because you've asked clearly, fully, directly, and like nobody responded. I mean, that has happened. I've seen it happen. And so this is a personal courage and integrity thing. Like, what are you saying yes to supporting that doesn't fuel the mission or doesn't actually fuel you? And what are you saying no to not asking for? I think those are the two things. What are you saying yes to that maybe you should say no to that's not fueling the mission or yourself? And what are you not asking for that possibly, probably would?
Yeah.
Such great a trip, questions. Isn't it?
It is. Something yeah. so simple is just so complex. We're pretty messy as humans. We are messy.
You know what? I showed up pretty messy to a coffee date last week, and I somehow got the best support that I wasn't expecting. I was saying, oh my gosh, I'm so overwhelmed. The website's coming out, the book launch. I have to do A, B, and C. And then, of course, you know, I have to brush my teeth and put gas in the car and do some normal stuff. And the time differences and blah, 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 whatever it was. And my story in my head was like, I just am overwhelmed and I'm stressed and behind. And immediately this person was like, I bet you're doing more than you're giving yourself credit for. Anytime you do something not planned for, Crystal, because I know you and you're doing things all the time that are unplanned, write it out and then cross it out. And then you can like see how actually productive you are. And that was so supportive. And now that I'm saying it on the podcast, my work is to go back and tell that person, because I haven't shared it with that person yet. I just shared it on the podcast, but that person has no idea that that small 20-second comment has made me more energetic and confident this week than I was doing last week. So,
and the reason why that person was able to share that with you is because you showed up messy. You showed up authentically where you were at. You didn't put up a facade on. You just let it all be. And they were able to connect with you in that moment because it's something that they could relate to and they had something to offer you. You know, if you would have covered that up and looked and spent a lot of energy trying to look perfect, you would have never gotten that advice. I think showing up messy, showing off authentic where you're at, people are much more prepared to support you.
Yeah, and there's even research showing that with middle managers that they build trust that way on their teams of being authentic. Like, this is stressful. I don't know why we said yes to doing this project. And one person is like, you know, you need to go back up to the powers that be and ask for more time or resources or money or personnel. Even that suggestion builds trust on that team. So it's just really powerful when you say, I need advice here because I'm at the end of my rope or I'm about ready to go ape whatever on this in this project or whatever. So it's helpful to slow down and remember to share, and that sharing actually is a work function.
Yes, it is.
How are you like personally using support right now in your life? Like, what is relevant and current for you in terms of personal support?
Well, since I'm not showing up at a workplace every day, I have asked the people in my immediate vicinity to show up as support and call me on things. So I'm using my kids. I am using my kids. My daughter and my son, she's 12, he's 15. We've contracted around if they're seeing certain behaviors. I had a horrible habit of calling myself stupid, like when I just made a simple mistake. I'm like, oh, Kristen, that was so stupid, or you're an idiot, or something like that. And it's just terrible self-talk. I know it is, and it's not true. I'm brilliant. So now I've got my kids calling me on this, you know, and it's really I didn't even know how many times I'm saying it out loud. But I think just remember to ask. Anyone can be in your support, and it just built this lovely relationship, and they kind of love calling me on stuff, and then it's allowed them to open up to me about what they would like to work on, and we've had fun conversations around how self-talk is important and how it can help and hurt your mindset and what you can accomplish in a day and in any given moment, and just open up these lovely conversations that I would have never had I not asked my kids for support around some behavioral changes I'd like to see. So that's probably the best answer I can come up for you right now.
I love that. why I love that is because it is a hack to ask for feedback. This is my goal. If you see that I'm going away from my goal, give me feedback, meaning like call me on it or be like, that's not helpful, or that is helpful, or great job. And it seems like such a simple thing. And it is, honestly. It can be so simple as like my goal is to, you know, go to bed every night before 11 o'clock. So if I'm texting you after 11 o'clock, be like, go to bed. And if you're an extrovert, to say my goal is not to talk for the majority of this meeting. And if you see this, can you just come to me and say, hey, you talked like 80% of the time. It's a pretty simple hack for improving, performing, and actually for relating to other human beings. And I love that you're using it with your tween and teen. It's flipping inspiring and supportive of a culture that is thinking about how they're relating and is thinking about how they're growing. And you're also supporting that. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Thanks.
Well, thank you for our time and supporting me. It's a pleasure. And if you're listening out there, thanks for sticking with us through, you know, this 20 minutes. And that matters to me. If you're still here, that you've, you know, been along the journey. And hopefully you can find other episodes that please you. Of course, you can find them on the Executive Shaman Podcast on the website or on theletterco.com as well. There's some resources there on how do you do this in your love life. So thanks, Kristen.
Oh, thanks, Crystal.
I really appreciate it. And I am honored and really looking forward to the next chat we can have that's unrecorded.
Me too. I just I love you and I'm so proud of you, and thanks for letting me be a part of this.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye, babe.